You're listening to SB Nation Radio. This is the Tony D Show.
All right, hit me up on Twitter at Tony D Radio. So Major League Baseball is underway a couple of weeks into the season. Mark Normandine joins us from SB Nation to go over the stories in MLB. How are you, Mark?
Doing well. How are you?
All right, Starling Marte, 80 games. On the one hand, I can make the argument that, all right, you know what? Steroids or PEDs is still being used in baseball. And on the other hand, I could say, yeah, but you know what? This is the thing we've wanted all along. These are the kind of punishments we wanted all along. What does this story say about the state of PED use in Major League Baseball?
I mean, I trust the system that's catching guys more than one that isn't. You have the NFL, it's kind of, PEDs are not thought of much because no one's ever caught. But no one's ever really caught. So, you know, is the system working, or is it just really great PR? MLB seems to be in a good spot where, you know, they're catching guys often enough that you know that the tests are working and tests are even happening. But it's not so often that you think, oh, this is a huge prevalent issue. And they've increased the punishments to the point where things are pretty severe. You know, they ended someone's career last year, the first guy ever to have that happen, because of the number of PED suspensions that happen.
Have we reached a point, do you think, as a baseball fan society as a whole, where in the days of McGuire and Sosa and all of that, we kind of said, yeah, I hate it, but I get it. And now it's almost, when we have these stories, we say, why are you even bothering? Look at the punishment.
Yeah, it's still tough. It's still tough to say, you know, why do you bother to a degree for a lot of guys, because, you know, you have guys on the fringe who, man, they make MLB, they have a passion to be on a roster.
Yeah.
They make it through the minors, they get a payday, they get an extension. You know, whatever the punishment is, it's worth it. So it's not like they have to give back any money that they made. And setting up some kind of system where you're automatically banned, or like Jake Diekman suggested, you should be paid the minimum. You know, that's such an anti-union thing. There are tons of reasons that guys use steroids. It might be a one-time thing. It could be someone, you know, having trouble with an injury, someone having trouble with just aging, someone just making a mistake. So these kind of eternal punishments for some players, you know, on like a first offense, it's a little too much. It's not fair.
All right, let's get into what's going on the field in the first 2 weeks of the season. And again, I know it's a marathon, not a sprint, because we'll be talking baseball all the way through for the next 6 months. But the Blue Jays at 2-11, this was a playoff team. You don't win it early, but you could lose it early. In terms of the concern that should be in Toronto, what's going on with the Blue Jays?
Well, you can always say it's just April for pretty much everything. But, you know, there comes a point where, it just historically speaking, you're in trouble. And the Blue Jays are at that point. They need to rattle off a bunch of wins in a row. Pretty much every team that has managed to make the postseason after a start like this has had just some ridiculous surge later in the year. So unless the Blue Jays have one of those in them, things are going to be an issue for them. They might be a pretty good team all season long from here on out, but they need to be a great team to have any of that matter.
In terms of the pop at the plate, they've managed like 40 runs this season, which is odd because they thought they had some significant pop at the plate. Is there any one outlying factor in that lineup that's not producing?
Well, Josh Donaldson's hurt. Jose Bautista's not hitting yet. Russell Martin's not hitting yet, I believe. You know, they've had some guys getting on base and driving in runs, but just not to the degree that they should have. And you know, they really miss Edwin Encarnacion, but even without that, this is kind of a problem that could have happened with him around.
Yeah. The Yankees are 9-5. They just ended an 8-game losing skid. I don't know what people were thinking about with the Yankees, because they seem like a team that could be pretty good, but could also not be pretty good. But they hovered in the middle on each scale. Is this surprising, though, the way that they've played? Or do you see, hey, look, it's a trend. They caught a hot streak. But in the end, this is about an average baseball team.
I think this is a team that could make the playoffs, not just because of their start. That's a thought I had before the season. It just all comes down to two major questions. How healthy is that rotation going to be? And how advanced are the kids that they've introduced to the lineup already? So far, the team's pitching well, and the kids are all hitting. They're all playing well, and that's great. You know, they're going to be a real good team if that happens. It's just a matter of whether it keeps up, you know, past the early parts of April.
Colorado Rockies, what are we seeing with them out in the West? Because at 10 wins and 5 losses and a pretty good road record at the way they've got it this year, is this a team that's got the pieces in place to take a next step?
Yeah, absolutely. They're maybe not quite there yet. There could be some pieces missing, but they're another team where, you know, if the young players step up, if the pitching is healthy and capable, you know, they're going to surprise a lot of people. There's a lot of talent on that team. And Nolan Arenado is one of the best players in baseball and somehow doesn't get talked about a lot. It might just be because he's in Colorado and people tend to ignore what a lot of hitters do out there. But, man, he is one of the most complete players out there, and they've got a lot of talent around him.
Do they have pitching? I mean, that's always the thing at Coors Field. We'll be pitching, especially in the summer and as we get going throughout the season. Is pitching there for the Rockies?
It could be, which sounds like such a cop-out. But, you know, they have a lot of potential in that rotation. And potential is a thing that the Rockies have been missing for a long time. You know, they spend money on pitching, and it just doesn't work out because it's such a weird investment. They need a lot of talented kids who don't have a lot of innings on their arms to pitch in a very difficult environment, both, you know, physically and mentally and everything. And they might have those guys right now, led by John Gray.
Mark Normandy joins us, SB Nation, talking some Major League Baseball. Again, the same kind of question I asked earlier about the Blue Jays, but not so dire. The St. Louis Cardinals, this is a team that has gone back and forth, but there's been questions about whether or not where they were going into the season. Where do you see the St. Louis Cardinals in last place in the Central?
Well, they're having a tough time right now, but also Matt Carpenter's not hitting, which doesn't seem like a thing that's going to happen throughout the season. Last place is, you know, a tough place to be in at any point in the year, but you know, that division doesn't really, it shouldn't really strike fear into the hearts of the Cardinals or anything. You know, obviously the Cubs are great, but the Reds are in first place right now. But, you know, it's like, that's good. That's encouraging. The Reds aren't going to stay at the top of the standings for very long. The Brewers are a team that could surprise, but again, maybe not all the pieces there like they are for the Cardinals. And the Pirates were kind of teetering on the edge even before they lost Starling Marte. So, you know, the Cardinals, once Manny Cuperta starts hitting, they could be in a pretty good spot. They could look like the Cardinals once again.
What have you seen in the first 2 weeks that has kind of made you stand up and go, hey, all right, I like this, whether it's a statistic from a player or a team or anything along the lines in the first 2 weeks that has stood out?
I'd say Eric Thames has been the story of the season so far. You know, not necessarily a failed prospect back in the day, but kind of a below-average hitter. Went to Korea for a few years, hit 124 home runs, you know, just put up ridiculous video game lines and has come back to MLB. You know, the Brewers cut Chris Carter, who led the National League in home runs a year ago, so they can make room for this guy. And he has just torn things up in his first few weeks in baseball.
Mark, great stuff. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much, as always.
Of course, anytime.